ready about the curses that come from what people say about you. And where do those curses come? To your soul. So, okay, where is that? In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So the soul gets converted, and we know that. All of us, our soul has been converted. Psalms 86. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Psalms 142. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. So he's asking the Lord to bring his soul out of prison. Jeremiah 20 says, sing unto the Lord, 20 and 13. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Okay, now, the Bible says that the soul can be subverted, vexed, can be unstable, can thirst for God, can have rest, can dwell at ease, and can prosper. Acts 15:24, for as much as we have heard, that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Subverting your soul. 2 Peter 2:14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. So they are unstable souls. I know, I would hate to have an unstable soul. I don't think that's very good. 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. John 1, 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So our body can prosper, but not our soul. Our soul can prosper, but not our body. They are not going together. So we have to ask the Lord to prosper both our soul and our body. How can your soul prosper? I think that you know your soul is prospering if you have peace. If you have the peace of God that passes understanding, then your soul has prospered. If you find your soul stable, you have prospered. If your soul is free, you have prospered. 2 Kings 4:27. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me. So it's funny that the prophet said the woman is vexed. No. Her soul was what was vexed. Psalms 25:12-13. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach him the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. You fear the Lord, your soul will dwell at ease. So consequently, if you don't fear the Lord, your soul is not going to dwell at ease. And that's you know, we can look at people who we know that don't fear the Lord, and we can take pity on them because their soul is not dwelling at ease. Psalm 63:1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And he is very clear that he knows what his flesh does and what his soul does. He didn't say, I thirst for thee. He said, my soul thirsts for thee and my flesh longeth for thee. You know, it's so amazing sometimes when I read this, when I read the Bible, and I see how the people who lived at that time had such a good understanding of spirit, soul, and body. They knew where everything was coming from. They knew what their spirit was doing and what their soul was doing and what their body was doing. And we have lost that. Psalms 42:1-2. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalms 84. My soul longs, 84:2. My soul longs, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. Now, what do you see in this psalm that is peculiar? He's talking about his spirit, his soul, and his body in this just one line. My soul longs, yes, even faintest for the courts of the Lord. My heart, which is my spirit, and my flesh cries out for the living God. He knew he had spirit, soul, and body. That's what I'm saying. It's amazing. Now, there's a sick soul, the Bible says, and it's sick because of sin. Sin makes your soul sick. Psalms 41:4. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Now, the enemy seeks the soul of a people of God to destroy it. Psalms 35:4. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Now, let's look at what he says there, here, because a lot of people think that we're not supposed to do this. But look what, I think it's David, I didn't put here who it was, who wrote the psalm, but let's assume it's David. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Now, they have done some kind of witchcraft work using a pit, a hole in the ground, and a net, again, to put that soul in prison. And he knew it. For without cause they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. Let him fall in the pit that he digged for me, is what he's saying. And this is what we can do also. This is Psalm 35:4. So if you have somebody that is doing, and it's not a Christian, you can pray this. You can come to the Lord and pray this.
So if David had all these enemies that were doing these things to him, because he was the king of Israel.
Yeah, and you can't imagine how many people he had that were envious of him, they were jealous of him.
I just wonder if there's people that do that against like the President of the United States.
They do. They do. That's why we have to pray for everybody that is in leadership in this country.
We have to pray prayers to release their souls?
Yes, yes. That's a story I told you, maybe you didn't hear this story, but a long time ago when Baby Doug Duvalier was the president of Haiti, I think it was either Time Magazine sent a reporter to interview him. And that's when Kennedy was president, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, and so he had this jar, empty jar in his desk with Kennedy's name. So the reporter asked, and he laughed, Baby Duck laughed, and said, oh, I have Kennedy there.
And of course we know what happened to him.
Yeah.
But how do we pray for, you know, people in leadership about these things?
Just, you can ask the Lord to send angels to find if their soul has been imprisoned anywhere, or parts of their soul has been imprisoned anywhere, and you ask the Lord to go break the jars or open the boxes or dig the pit where he was put down in the ground and release that part of his soul, and then ask God that the angels will take that part of the soul and put it back in the person in the rightful place that it goes in.
So we should be praying about that and about any curses that people, you know, because there's pictures everywhere.
Yeah.
And you see they do things with the photographs.
Yeah. And you know that not only here, but in Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq,
all
the different kinds of witchcraft, and those back there even worse. The Palestinians probably, you know, who knows what they're doing. Psalms 35:12 says, "They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul." Now I didn't look up that word, but they wanted to spoil his soul. But now this is very interesting what this says too, because I have experienced this. "But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my own bosom." What is that? You know what that is? Sometimes when I have ministered to people that the Lord says, I mean, the Lord doesn't want those people to be prayed for, but I have ministered to them because of circumstances, because I didn't hear the Lord say, don't pray for them, or because, you know, if I would have heard the Lord, I wouldn't have done it, but for some kind of pressure, you know. For instance, one time that comes to my mind, the mother of this girl was my friend, and she wanted the girl to be ministered to, and the girl didn't even want to be ministered to. She didn't believe in anything. But I, just to please the mother, I went, and you could say I'm a woman pleaser, a man pleaser. I went and prayed for the girl, and immediately I knew she wasn't going to get any deliverance, because I could feel this wall that I was hitting into. And now I realize that is that my own prayer was coming back to me. You feel that you're like you throw a ball against the wall, the ball comes back. My prayer would go, hit it off, and come back to me.
And where is this signature?
Psalms 35:12. "They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my own bosom." And isn't that amazing? You know, this Jewish people, I don't know now, but at that time, they were so spiritual. they, you know, all these things that we're finding out now, they knew it. They knew it. To what kind of, I mean, how could this possible had happened that we got so dumb in spiritual things? We can't tell one thing from another, and there's still people think that there's no demons in these churches, Christian churches, saying, ah, no, that's just an old wives' tale, you know, deny that there's demons. Yeah, or, oh no, witchcraft can't do anything to Christians. You know, well, David was having problems with witchcraft. He had to be praying to the Lord to be set free. Psalm 35:17. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. Saying, Lord, what's happening? Do something about it. You know, rescue my soul from their destructions. Psalms 40:13. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. This is another psalm. It looks, sounds like the other one. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Psalms 123:4. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. So the scorning and the contempt of other people does something to our soul. And that's why we have to break the curses that they're placing on us. Psalms 7:4-5. If I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yes, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yes, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. So, he knew that the enemy could persecute his soul. Psalm 40:14. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. I mean, and this is the word of God. There's nothing wrong with us praying the same thing. If you don't want to say it with your own words, just go to Psalms and just pray what's there. Psalms 54:1-3. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. So the oppressors seek after his soul, to oppress his soul. Psalms 56:5-6. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Now, this could be a spiritual thing or it could be a physical thing, I don't know. But it could be spiritual. Psalms 143:12. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Now, this is a spiritual thing. Because if it would be a physical thing, they wouldn't afflict his soul, they would afflict his body. You know? But he says it's the soul that is afflicted, so it was demons. Psalms 63:7-9. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee, thy right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lowest parts of the earth. Destroy the soul. Now, we know the soul cannot be destroyed. The body is what can be destroyed. So this is a spiritual thing. Psalms 71:10-13. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. Again, that could be a material thing or a spiritual thing, because sometimes when he says they seek my soul, it means that they want to kill him. Psalms 94:21. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. See, against the soul of the righteous. And Psalms 109, and make a note to read the whole psalm, because this whole psalm is a defense against your enemies. But this verse 20 says, let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. Okay, what others can do to our soul? This is, I don't know what this psalm got here, but I'm going to read it. Psalm 120, 5-7. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul has long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Now, I don't think he's been living with somebody that hates peace. His soul is the one that has been living with somebody that hates peace. A demon of anger. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalms 123:4. Our soul is exceedingly filled with this. Oh, again, that one. Okay, Psalms 143:3-4. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. Psalm, I think, all these Psalms 143:12. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. Jeremiah 18:20, shall evil be recompensed for good, for they have digged a pit for my soul. Now, this is Jeremiah. This is not David. David was talking about that the enemy had dug a pit for his soul, and Jeremiah is saying the same thing. So obviously, there was a witchcraft practice to do that. For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember, I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. Now, there's ways that we can do damage to our own souls. The Bible says so. Proverbs 6:32. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He that does it destroys his own soul. So an adulterer destroys his own soul. And I don't know how, but it's there. For one thing, he's going to have an evil soul tie. But the rest, I don't know. But we have to believe it. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Our soul gets snared by what we say. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. So isn't that interesting? If we say stupid things, if we speak evil of somebody, not only we're sending demons to the other person, but we're damaging our own soul. And maybe it is because if the other person breaks those curses, those demons are coming back to you. Okay, Proverbs 22, 24, and 25. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. And that is that maybe the spirit, the demon gets transferred. The demon of anger that is in the other man, if you get a friend to be a friend of that man, and you are in agreement with that man, that demon is going to slip to you. And I imagine... Proverbs 22, 24, and 25. And maybe if it's a demon of anger, any other kind of demon could grab you if you get in agreement with that person in his sin. 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Now let's see how we can do good to our soul. Proverbs 11:17. The merciful man does good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubles his own flesh. So the merciful man does good to your own soul. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered also himself. And this is a law. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of a brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So obeying the truth of God through the Spirit and loving other people purifies our souls, he says. Now, we know that deliverance doesn't do all the work. We have to do part of the work, and that's how you purify your soul also. Now, raising the dead, I have here a scripture that tells you how to raise the dead. 1 Kings 17:18-23. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou son of man? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. Now, the boy was dead. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And he did that three times. He was asking the Lord for the child's soul that the Lord already had. He was asking the Lord to send that soul back. And he did it three times. And it doesn't say how much time was between one and the other. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of a child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of a chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son lives. So remember that when we have to raise the dead. I would say, I would bind the spirit of death. I would command the spirit of death to come out of that body in the name of Jesus. And then I would ask the Lord to send the soul back. So I'm just telling you out of the Bible how to raise the dead. The soul gets cursed. Job 31, 29 and 30. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. Now I can imagine that you can curse the body too. But